Jesus offers us newness by following him, by being with him. How does this apply to our life? I got permission to share this story. I'm not going to name the person, but they know who I'm talking about. On Monday, I got the call from a member that explained a tragedy in their life that was going on. They went on to explain about the challenges that were kind of happening in addition to the tragedy. And the sense was that there was a sense of lost hope and how would the future look, this sort of thing. The status quo would have been the best option, even. Friday came. And in the conversation, I shared, let's hold on here and let's invite Jesus into the conversation. And let's just pause in the next few days and look for new things that'll come your way. On Friday, the phone call came in. Pastor, three new things, unexpected, happened to me this last week. See, Jesus is in the business of bringing new things, new abilities to partner with him in his kingdom. I'm going to catch my notes and make sure I'm catching where we are. I want to go back to 1794 for a second. 1794, I saw Callie. Callie said, that's today. How many of you are thinking I was describing today? Well, here's today. Probably the majority of the congregation said, that's today. Here's the climate today. How about this? Belief in God, decline. Before COVID, a 12% decrease. In belief of God, probably that's even down even more in the last 3 years. More so, a troubling sign is just the emotional health and well-being of people in general. Statistics show that the word that describes millennials, 25 years old to 40, the word that describes them the most, or how they describe themselves, is this: lonely. 22% of millennials, the research shows, actually don't have one friend. Depression is on the rise across every category of age, but most pronounced, the research shows, amongst teenagers and those in their early 20s. Suicide rates are up as well. That's just being honest here this morning. Dear friends, it's not a time to be gloomy, though. Jesus is up to something new. It can turn around, and it will. Pause on 1794. Let's move forward to 1850. What was happening in the United States in 1850? Something different. Church attendance was on the rise. Belief in God was on the rise. The church was on the rise. The church actually spoke powerfully into issues of slavery, women's rights, and things changed all of a sudden. See, Jesus was up to a new thing. And my friends, he can be up to a new thing right here in our lives every single day. These disciples, Andrew, Peter, James, and John, they said yes to Jesus. And it's amazing to think about that. They had no idea what the future would hold. They had no explanation of what they were going to do. It was just good enough to be with Jesus. That's it. To be a part of something new. The kingdom of God every day in their life. We can learn something about this. Let's set aside our fears of the future just for 5 minutes each day. Let's set aside the deep questions that plague us almost 24 hours a day. Just set it aside for 5 minutes. Let's be with Jesus and see the new things that he will bring because they're there every single day. Amen. I want to pray about that and then we'll head to the creed. Dear Jesus, you're about bringing new. Behold, you are doing a new thing. And we pray this week that you'd reach us in powerful ways with the newness you offer, with connections, with your spirit at work in our lives, and that we wouldn't be satisfied with the status quo. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.